You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishama, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the web at www.ateretisrael.org.
Unfortunately, we were not privileged to have everybody out. Only 20% came out. And the code is brought as Hamushim. So 80% we lost. And Haggadah informs us that this was the state that just a little bit before 50 Gaitav Tum'ah. That means they were already sank in 49. So that the 20% that came out, so that means they were saved from 49 gates of impurity. So the 80% that didn't come out, it was because they didn't want to come out. Either they were scared or they didn't know how to cope with the new environment. So now here we can learn that to be sunk in 49 gates of impurity is a better state that even compared to somebody that doesn't want to
accept a new situation.
Doesn't want to
take a risk.
Doesn't want to be free. Why do you make it so complicated? Doesn't want to, you know, he likes the way it is. That means to be impure is much better than for somebody that he likes himself more than new options. Isn't that something? 80% we lost, but 20% were saved, even though there was a little bit left that they'll be vanished also. So that means there's a state that the mentality does not permit to accept. Maybe there's another option, because you do whatever you like to do. You're happy with whatever you are. Makes sense? Doesn't make sense. But you see, that's how people are. People, they don't like to wear a new jacket.
They like to change is very difficult. Not easy at all.
Why is it difficult?
Because you're getting into a territory where you have not been before. It's better to, for most people, it's better to stay where they are, to know the troubles that there are in that situation, rather than going to a new situation, new venture, not knowing what is in front of them.
Yeah, like, let's say if I hold a 5-carat diamond here,
yes.
I said, would you want this?
Yes.
What do you do?
I come in and grab it from you.
You come or you jump?
Don't jump.
You jump. Why not? But you're not afraid somebody else will take it?
No.
No?
If I want to get it, I'll get it. I won't get
it. Maybe I'll put it back in my pocket. So why don't you grab the, you know, it's very interesting. When we have Chatam Kehalak in your book, so now you see we have, Very interesting thing that when he comes up to the Torah, they aim him,
yes,
with beautiful candies.
Yes.
What do the kids do?
They rush and jump to get the candies off the floor.
There's another word for it.
They sweep the ground.
Snatch? Yeah? Wow, why do the kids do that?
Because they want it.
They want it?
Yeah.
Why can they wait?
Because they're kids.
Because they are afraid another kid will grab the candy. So they're not going to let it happen. But here, there's a new option. You can live better, you can be happier, you can have a peace of mind. So grab it. Try it. Try it. We never know. But try it. How come you don't try? I'm the best. Best. Why are you telling me, you know, there is another option? How could it be? I'm the best. You tell me what to do. I tell you what to do. No, I'm just, it's an example. And it's amazing. It's an unbelievable thing. And this is not a story. You see, we lost 80%. Why? Because they felt their best. The best. No, you're fine, you know. What could be better than this? And this is not a story. And we see their attitude exactly similar. Exactly. And here is some little thing. 20% that they were dipped in 49 gates of impurity. They came out. They were saved. But these people, it's very interesting. Just imagine that somebody received 2 tickets. For some type of game or concert.
Two.
So now here, 1 ticket cost $1,000. The other one costs $50. So he notices, now in a few days, that the boat occasion is one day. Same time. Which one he goes to? The $20 ticket he likes to go. That's the team that he follows. He likes it. He loves it. He follows it all the time. But which one he goes?
Only the ticket is more valuable.
Why? You like the $20 ticket and you like this team. Is that why he goes?
Yes.
That's not the reason he goes. Because he doesn't want to lose the 1,000 ticket, and he goes there, and maybe he suffers. And he'll keep thinking about the game that he could have gone. But why he goes? Because he uses his... What? No! He uses his feeling, not his chokhmah. It's not logic. Why would you do such a thing? And that's what exactly is all about. We don't do the right thing, but we, many times, we know what the right thing to do. What do you have to do in this concert or the game that you have no attraction to? You have no interest, but you go because it costs $1,000. You're not going to enjoy it. It's not the right thing to do. But the logic is not there anymore. Why? Because $1,000, oh, half. And that's what you do constantly. Look at this. Am Yisrael is coming out. No more slavery. You under the leadership of the man of God, Isha Elohim. You saw everything. You saw all these plagues. Blood, frogs, lice, Maket Bechorot. Where is your head? Where is your head?
Pursuit.
It's not there. And that's how it is. That's how it is in life, that unfortunately, that our emotion overrules the logic. And even though deep down we know what the right thing to do, but We can't. We can't. Why? Because we feel, you know, whatever it is, it's good enough. It's good enough. And you go on, and you go on, and you go on, and you go on. So finally, you reach the stage, you know. How did I waste my time? Where was my head? What was I thinking? Why did I do this? But at that point, there's nothing to do anymore. And that's what exactly this story is all about. That the unfortunate thing that happened, you know, if you had this 80% today, you know what could have been? What I'm saying could be? And that's what exactly the whole message here is, that we have to learn. It's not that what we can brag about, we can be self-centered and selfish. You have to use our mind. And sometimes, maybe it's not available. So we have to have somebody that we believe in to direct us, to wake us up, if we permit, that to be able to guide us where the right path is going to lead, to be able to get a good result and without a shame.
You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishma, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the web at www.ateretisrael.org.